This is Jim Sperry. It's March 7th, 2012. Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with a young lady from the New Mexico National Guard who's deployed here. Ma'am, please tell me your name.
Specialist Laurelyn Tosa.
And Specialist Tosa, how long have you been in the National Guard for New Mexico?
Going on 6 years.
6 years?
Yes.
My goodness. I know it's not polite to ask this, but how old are you, ma'am?
33.
And what made you decide to join the New Mexico National Guard and end up here in Afghanistan?
I had started off with like a one-year trial, and I just went to see how the guard was, and I liked it, and I figured I go to school while I was in the guard, so I re-enlisted for another term.
So. Is this your first deployment?
Yes.
All right, and tell me where you live and where you're from back home in New Mexico.
I'm from Jemez Polo, which is also known as Walatoa.
And what's your job exactly? I see you kind of keeping control of everything on the night shift here. Tell me what you do.
I work a night shift for flight operations. And
so if something comes in, you're the first one to get it?
Yes, that's right.
And when you joined the Guard, did you know this would be what you were doing?
No. Well, actually, for the guard, yes, but I was trying to see if I could, like, you know, do a different job, but I really like aviation, and since I was prior service, I did the same job for active duty, so.
Okay, let's talk about that. I didn't know this. You're prior service already?
Yes.
And tell me about, you know, there's a surprise every corner here. Tell me when you were in the service previously.
I was in from 97 till 2005.
Were you Army?
Yes.
So none of this is new to you except where you are here in Afghanistan. Tell me a little bit about the mission that you support and how it's made you feel during this almost a year of your deployment.
Well, as far as the deployment, it's really a big experience. It's nothing compared to what job that we actually do. It's more intense out here, and it's just really great to be here with Charlie Company. Especially from all the years, all the units I've been with. This is the first time deploying, and I think it's really awesome that I'm here with the Charlie Company, New Mexico Guard.
Now, you and I are sitting here on kind of the high spot of the FOB here, and we're watching a Huey from the Marines land, a Huey gunship, and a Cobra attack helicopter. With a view, with the mountains in the background, does it look like back home to you?
It looks similar to it, but the only thing is I just missed the trees. but other than that, it's kind of similar, especially to where I'm from, Jemez Pueblo, and it's similar to having the mountains surrounding us. So it's a nice view from up here.
Do you have family back home?
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about your family.
I have my son, who's 7, his name's Javon, and my nephew's name is Elon, he's 10, and they're with my sister and my mother and my father, and basically my whole family. My whole family's really been a great support, as well as my friends, so it's really good to have all that support behind you.
Are you full-time guard?
No.
And what will you do after this deployment, when your time with the guard here is finished for this deployment? What do you go back to?
Actually, I just enrolled back for college. I've been thinking a lot since I was growing up. My mother was a teacher, so, and as I was growing up, I said I was gonna try to be a teacher, and I ended up in the military. So I enrolled to go back to school and start being a teacher.
So with what you've learned here, is there a lot of things that you will take back that you think you will be a valuable asset when you become a teacher?
I think there is, especially patience, and you know, it's just, and a lot of like working under the stress and knowing what to do at the last minute, you know. And I'm trying to go through early childhood education, and I think that's one of the big things that you would need is patience to deal with.
So you come to the war zone here to learn patience as you're dealing and supporting patients. Pretty good one, Ms. Doza.
Yeah.
Are you glad you came?
Yes. I was scared. I had my doubts. I didn't want to leave my son. But, you know, He's really been my strength as like this whole deployment's gone through. Each time I talk to him, like, he's happy. He's like in good spirits, and that makes me to be a better person out here, to be positive, stay strong. And it's just really helped me out in getting through my whole deployment. And I'm really glad I'm here with, you know, New Mexico Guard, Arizona, Minnesota. And, you know, no matter, like, it's three different states, we're all still here as family. And it's always mission first, you know.
Is there something you'd like to close with in your own language to tell the folks back home that might be listening?
Sure. I just want to... in my language, huh? But I kill Nahani where, like, Shana, the tall and, seeing Shun, his Ashana has seen Kino, they put up, I'm a Sindalish, by open all, where Shana is taller, seeing Shun, his Ashana, they put up.
Ms. Tosa, I want to thank you very much for spending time with me up here in probably the best seat in the whole Helmand province right here. It's been a real honor and pleasure speaking with you. And also, I forgot to mention that I saw you cook a feast for everybody here last week. So, like, what do we have to do to make that happen again? That's about the best thing I've seen since I've been out here.
Oh, well, that was a little small feast that I just kind of rounded up. But you missed the awesome Super Bowl feast that I had. So, but I'm just happy to, you know, get these guys fed. You know, I know they missed the Mexican food. So for Super Bowl, I made some red chili cheese enchiladas, chili beans, red chili beans, green chili beans, some fried
bread.
Okay,
you got to stop. Now I'm really, really hungry, okay? That's it. You've ruined my appetite for the whole day.
Yeah, I'll try to see what I can stir up before I leave.
This is Jim Sperry speaking with Ms. Tosa from the Jemez Pueblo. Obviously the best cook in the entire Helmand province, and it was a well-kept secret. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you, and thank you for your service, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
This is Jim Sperry, March 7th, 2012, Forward Operating Base Edinburgh, with Specialist Tosa, who is operations personnel here, makes everything in stay in good order for the night shift.